So we're going to go ahead and get started with our afternoon session, beginning with Texas Legislative Updates for Partnerships and LLCs. It's going to be presented by Mr. Darrell B. Robertson, partner at Hunton, Andrews & Kurth LLP in Dallas. Mr. Robertson has over 30 years' experience in corporate and real estate transactions, including mergers and acquisitions, entity formations, and corporate finance and security offerings. Mr. Robertson's accolades include, can you guys hear me? Okay, sorry, I thought that was going out. Include being listed as the best lawyers in America, a Texas super lawyer, top lawyers by Texas Monthly, one of the best lawyers in Dallas by D Magazine, also a top-notch go-to lawyer by Texas Lawyer, and also the international who's who of corporate governance lawyers. Mr. Robertson received his JD cum laude from Harvard Law School and his BA summa cum laude from Duke University. And now I will turn everything over to Mr. Robertson.
Thank you. I'm going to first go through one big bill that was passed, and due to time constraints, I'm going to skip over corporate law changes that were made in the last legislative session because this is an LLC and partnership, CLE, and who needs corporations anyway when you have LLCs? So the first bill is a product, it's Senate Bill 1514. It's a product of the business law section of the State Bar of Texas. The committee that I chaired drafted that bill and involved the Secretary of State of Texas office also, who contributed to it. It was sponsored by the Texas Business Law Foundation, and Senator Charles Schwertner was the senator, and House sponsor was Representative Oscar Longoria. And it's a rather lengthy bill, but it will become effective September 1, 2023. It had fairly smooth sailing, and it was signed by the governor in mid-May. The next bill, which I'll discuss in a lot more detail later, is House Bill 19. It relates to the new Texas Business Court. I want to point out there's one bill that the UCC Committee of the State Bar Business Law Section worked on, which was the 2022 UCC amendments that included a new replacement UCC Article 12. It failed to pass the legislature. It got caught up in some untrue rumors that came out of the South Dakota legislature and the governor's office there that vetoed the bill, and under some misconception that it was somehow a federal conspiracy to support central bank digital currencies. But hopefully in 2 years we'll be able to get that bill back on the radar. Senate Bill 2314 by Senator Hughes was not part of the TBLF, the Business Law Foundation package, but it did clarify the charging order provisions for LLCs in the statute effective September 1. And the last bill I won't talk about because it's a nonprofit corporation bill. So I'm going to talk about all of these various potpourri of amendments, and it's a real smorgasbord. But unlike prior years, we only had one bill for this legislative session. A lot of times we've had multiple bills. The first item, material change, is to address the initial mailing address that was added in the 2021 Texas legislature. The certificate of formation of a new Texas entity has to include that initial mailing address, and we added a provision that allows you to omit the initial mailing address in any restated certificate of formation. The reason being, of course, that the mailing address can become outdated and inaccurate over time. We made some changes to the merger, conversion, and exchange provisions in Chapter 10. The use of delayed effective dates was constrained by some provisions that required filing of these certificates of merger, exchange, or conversion after the approval of the related plan of exchange, merger, or conversion. So